Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's called the CATA Clean Commute Challenge. It's a week-long Lansing area event, and it kicks off today. To discuss the event and what it really is all about, I'm joined by Kathleen Edgerly. She's the Clean Commute Options Coordinator at CATA. Thank you for joining me, Kathleen.
Thank you for having me.
So this is the second year of the Clean Commute Challenge. What exactly is this challenge?
This is actually the fifth year of the Clean Commute Challenge. And it's a week-long challenge where we really encourage people to get out of their single-occupant vehicles and try something else, like sharing the ride, busing, biking, walking, anything other than driving alone.
So who's participating in this challenge?
We have a whole variety of people participating in the challenge. We have businesses, college campuses across the state, local high schools, Okemos and Holt, competing, and then individual community members as well.
And so you're trying to encourage these different organizations to begin sharing a ride together, commuting together. How can you tell who's doing better than the other competitors?
Well, one way we can tell is everyone logs their commutes on our website at cleancommute.org/challenge. And that way we're able to determine by percentage which campus, college campus, wins. We can also tell who's vanpooled the most, biked, bused, everything, and assign prizes that way by category. And then for the high school challenge, we actually have been out to the high schools a couple times in the past weeks counting the average number of parking spaces. So on Wednesday when we're there, we'll be able to see who's reduced the most amount of vehicles from their parking lot and, in essence, has the emptiest parking lot.
So has there been a traditional winner in these last 5 years?
For all aspects, no, there has not. MSU won for the campus challenge a couple years ago, but since then, places like CMU and even LCC have been able to top the charts. And then last year was our first year that we introduced the high school challenge, and that was between the Lansing high schools, and this year it's between Okemos and Holt.
Is the idea behind the challenge that the cleanest commute is traveling on CATA?
Not just by CATA. The Clean Commute Options Program promotes all modes of alternative transportation in an effort to clean our air. So we are equally happy to have people riding the bus, carpooling, vanpooling, biking, and walking.
And what does the winner win?
They can win prizes like a bus pass, gift cards for their vanpool or carpool, gift certificates to different bicycle repair shops, different Big B prize packs and Old Town Festival prize packs for the entire year, t-shirts and lots of other different giveaways.
All right. Kathleen Edgerly, the Clean Commute Options Coordinator, talking about the CATA Clean Commute Challenge, which kicked off today. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
All right.